we had several comments about the Miami Beach police. We had a suggestion from a resident, John Ermer, who proposed that we should take the police officers out of their cars and put their boots on the ground to patrol the neighborhoods of Miami Beach so that they can see what we see and, quite frankly, to smell what we smell. What do you say to that idea?
The internal issue we have is a cultural issue in the police department. And what I plan to do is work with the city manager and get an external firm to come in and do a research investigation on our police force and find out where our problems lie.
Probably every person complains about traffic in their neighborhood. We got this idea from a resident named Dimitri.
If I were mayor of Miami, I would set boats to go from South Beach to downtown Brickell.
I think we need to be very realistic, and what we need to do is create more local bus services to connect North Beach with South Beach and Mid Beach. We also should look at some of these regular trolleys like they have in Coral Gables and Key West.
What about the county light rail plan?
Well, I think we need to look at it. We need to make sure to take the temperature of the residents of Miami Beach to see if this is something that they really want. There's a feeling that it could change the neighborhoods in the beach, and people get concerned about the massive construction on the MacArthur Causeway, where possibly a rapid bus transit system with a dedicated lane could be a lot more cost-effective, a lot quicker, and potentially do the same thing.
And then another area that we heard quite a bit about was litter.
My name is Dave Gobler, and if I were mayor of the city of Miami Beach, the first thing I would do would be to institute a trash can on every corner. Every Sunday for the past 8 weeks, I've been performing a cleanup of the Collins Canal, and I usually collect about 50 pounds worth of all sorts of plastics and other trash that comes from the mainland.
I've met Dave. He's done some great work. One of the things I would propose is to begin having our hotels educate our tourists about the fact that we will not permit littering on the beaches. And of course, making it more of the hotel's responsibility for their guests, that if there's litter on the beach with a hotel logo on it, they're going to be responsible for that litter.
So is that going to require a change in the law then to make it so you could fine the hotels?
I'm not sure that punitive is necessarily the way to go. Remember, their beach is our beach. That's how they sell their rooms, with a clean, beautiful beach. But I think that encouraging them to educate their guests will make the beaches a lot cleaner. And we, in turn, need to be responsible for educating our residents that we cannot tolerate trash. Dave's suggestion, can on any corner, on every corner, I think is a great suggestion.
We've touched on a lot of issues: transportation, crime, litter. What's on your list of priorities?
I think it goes into three baskets. Number one, we have a convention center that needs renovation. One of the first things I plan to do is get that renovation, that convention center project, back on track. The second area, which is very important, was flooding. This, to me, is one of the most important issues facing Miami Beach. We need to be all over it, and that's number two. Number three, I believe, is the building department. The challenge that people have, whether they're trying to renovate their bathroom or paint their house or opening up a small business in Miami Beach, it's very difficult to get a permit, and we need to change that.